somebody said the exact thing which is in his throne is the muscle. And the Gemara learns from this, the Gemara in Shavuos, with Nidos, from Rabbi Yishai, and Yikai Nazor, and Bnei Yisrael, and Shikifu Shum, and Shefem, some of the rest of them. That they have to Irish, some of the rest of an Isha's Bethes. Now what is a Bethes? Bethes means a cycle, period. So one has to know that, first of all, the Machlokes Rishonim and Haredim is Bethes of the Yais, or Bethes of the Rabbanon, but there is a Chiyuv Prisha, regardless, there is a Chiyuv Prisha at a time when a woman is expecting to see Dam. Therefore, it's very important that a woman knows or calculates or understands there are certain indicators in times when a woman is supposed to be expecting to see that. That's the first thing best is that a person has to know is that there's a key appreciation. Now, sometimes a woman is irregular, that she doesn't have a regular time to see that. That's called the Vesas She'ena Kavua. Then there's something called the Vesas Kavua, where the Tfilas Man, where she will, she's established a cycle, she's established a pattern as to when she is going to see Dan. So, excuse me. Now, there are a lot of differences between a Vesas Kavua and a Vesas She'ena Kavua. On a Vesas, if a woman has a Vesas She'ena Kavua, well, both cases, whenever she's going to calculate, she's supposed to see her see Dam, she is going to be a Chiyuv Prisha. What is the Chiyuv Prisha upon? What's included in Prisha is certainly Kashrish, relations. Now, what about the Chibuk V'Nishuk? Tibuk V'Nishuk is a Machoikis, and the person can say, probably a Lopracha, the person is Tayrish from Tibuk V'Nishuk. What about all the Harkokis we spoke about in the past 2 weeks? All the Harkokis we spoke about in the past 2 weeks are not required at all. Only the question of Tibuk V'Nishuk, and certainly the issue of Kashmir. A woman is also mechuyabes to be boideket herself. She has to check herself with an aid, a bedika, to see if she is going to, if she's seeing Dan or not. Now, this is going to be a big nasimim of whether, now this makes whether she's mechuyabes to be boideket herself, whether it's a vetesh kavua, vetesh eire kavua. However, the difference is going to be the following. If it's a Betah She'ena Kavua, and after the fact, she forgot to check herself on the day she's supposed to get a period, she's still mutter to her husband. That's on the case of a Betah She'ena Kavua. What about a Betah Kavua? If she's established a Betah Kavua, and she does not, she's not boided, but checking herself on the day of the Betah, on the day of the Betah, she is usher to her husband, no matter what she hasn't seen down, she doesn't see down. Right? The marshal, she's supposed to get on the 28th day. She doesn't see any battle, she doesn't see nothing. She did not make a bedika on the 28th day. She is not muteris until she makes a bedika and she finds herself to her. Okay? So the marshal theoretically the night of the 29th, she would be muteris, but not if she has not made a bedika yet. Okay. In the calculation of the vectors, the Chachamim established for an Isha who does not have a Bethes Kavua. They established something called an Aina Beinanis. Okay? An Aina Beinanis means there's an average time when a woman is going to see. Okay? This is on the 30th day from the last Re'ir. So, counting the day of the Re'ir. So she sees Dam on the 3rd day of the month, and 25 days later, on the 28th day of the month, she sees Dan. So that's what said that's a hafloga of counting each day. I said that would be a hafloga of 26. Okay. So counting each day, let's say, it's a hafloga of 25. Okay. So the next month, she would have to count. She would aside from everything else, she had no other method. I'm going to get to another thing. Okay. So she would have to count to the 30th day. On the 30th day, now again, when we talk about day, we are talking about the oina that she found them in. So the day is split into two oinas. There's the night oina and there is the day oina. So let's say it's the 30th. It was the, she saw, let's say, day 25 last month. Okay. So the following month, aside from everything else, we're going to get to in a moment, she's going to have to calculate the 30th day. Okay. That 30th day is called oina benis. What halacha of that oina benis? Halacha is as ish it is the best of kavur. Okay? Which means, not only does she have a chiyuv like every other time, but she also, if she doesn't have, if she's not going to that, she's a surah labayla until she makes a bedikah. Okay? So it has that chumrah. Okay? It has the chumrah of an oina of a best of kavur. The chavadah shita is, that one has to calculate the 31st day. Okay? They have to calculate the 31st day. This 31st day is a major machlokes. So one has to calculate it or not. The belt is noyeg lechumra on the 31st day. Note that this really is going to only be noyeg 6 days out of the year. I'll explain to you why. Now, Before we come back to this point, there are basically two ideas. Okay, one idea is that a woman sees at regular intervals, or she can establish a pattern at regular intervals. Those are called haplogos. Okay, haplogos means the separation between periods, the past two periods. Okay, that amount of time that she saw the past two periods, that's called a haplogos. Okay, so that is one idea in terms of events. The other idea is a date. The position of the moon in the sky, right, causes a person to, could cause an issue to see them. So the date is a criterion, okay? That date being a criterion is a very important point. Meaning, she sees days, she sees the second day of the month. She sees days are done, okay? She's days Adar, she's going to have to assume that there is going to be a Re'iyah on days Nisan. Right? Now, not only, so therefore we now just have two different calculations. One would be, if she saw days Adar and she saw whatever day she saw the month before, she has to calculate the difference between the last two Re'iyahs. She also has to calculate the date of this Re'iyah. Okay? Now, in order for her to establish a pattern, she would have to establish a pattern based around these parameters. Now, when I said that the Oina Benis only is Negea 6 days out of the year, a person has to realize, let's say she saw on the second day of Adar, okay, so now 30 days henceforth, or 31 days henceforth, will always be the date, okay? Will always be, it's either going to be the 30th day or the 31st day, depending on whether a month is a 29-day month or a 30-day month. The 30th day will be the same date as you had before, or the 31st day will be the same date as you had before. Therefore, this chumrah of the 31st day of the Chavadah is only negated really 6 days out of the year, because the other 6 days, the other 6 months, is going to be the same date. Okay? It'll be the same date as the last year. Okay. Now, last time I told the Oilam to, in terms of the calculation, I told the Oilam to download this program, use this program. It's a very, very good program. The Shulchan Aruch does tell us, and as you showed me, sent it out in the email, I'll send it out again. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that a woman should keep a calendar, must keep a calendar, to be able to calculate, exactly when her Baptist will, she should be anticipating her Baptist. Now, excuse me. Established for an Aventus
Shehadu.
If a person has a Vestus, Kavua. Do not have to worry about the Yardbev. There is a Shilas, they missed their last Vesas Kavua, there's a Shutas Ramban. They missed the Vesas Kavua of Haflaga, which you'll see this in other chapters. But when I had the best of both jobs for me, that's just the right thing. What was that? That's just the right thing. Yeah, yeah.
Does the Vegas require, let's say, she what? Had an accident, her to
Vegas, she had to do it whatever I was going to go, she just got one. Yeah.
And is it all the games that she can help her, but she said that somebody's going to their bottom to take on those days, or...
I'm going to try to follow the things in terms of there are different aspects. You're going to use this program. I'd like to discuss that they have to have certain things that you should be learning. It's a chumra or no display, meaning that they're not going to take it into account. So I'm going to go through one by one, but I'm just going to flow through what we're discussing. So in terms of what we said about the challenge, okay? So a woman has, one should be Mechatma, should be Machmer on the Chavazah. Okay. The third and first day also. Now, there is a Shitas Arzarua. The Shitas Arzarua brought by the Shach is the following. The Shitas Arzarua says that one has to be Machmer the Oina before the Oina that she's expecting that out period. Okay? The Oina before the Marshal, she's expecting to see. So the day, on the day of the 31st, or the day of the 33rd, let's say, so the night before is as man of Chumrah as a person has a Chiyasu. Now, that should be first. That is the Shitas Arzurua. Is the Arzurua 100% La Halacha, that a person must keep the Arzurua 100% not? The Halacha is Lakula. However, B'nai Torah, most B'nai Torah, I mean, anybody who considers them a B'nai Torah that I know of, is Machmor on this Arzur. Now, there is a time when a person does not have to be Machmor on the Arzur. Even if a person would want to keep the Arzur, a person considers all the B'nai Torah. The halakha is the following. Let's say she sees the same time every single part. The Marshal, let's say she sees that 10 a.m. day oina, okay? Whatever the day is, doesn't really matter anymore. If she always sees that in that same time, so you don't have to be mad. In other words, let's say she always sees during the day and she never sees at night, you still have from the other room. But let's say she always sees 10 a.m. the next morning, 2 p.m. on the day oina. So then the night oina, she doesn't have to be mad. That is okay. Now, excuse me. In an Ayna Beninus, there is another Chumrah. The Chumrah is the Chumrah of the Crazy Uplazi. The Crazy Uplazi held that the Ayna Beninus was not only for one Ayna. Ayna Beninus was for the entire 24-hour period of that day. So the Mashal, if she sees every 29th day, or she's supposed to see on the 20th, on the 30th day, it's Ayna Beninus. So it doesn't only include day 30, but let's say she's supposed to see at night. The night of the 30th, right? Let's say the Ayna Beninus comes out at night, she's always sees out at night. The Ayna Beninus extends to a 24-hour period. He holds that the Chachamim did not hold that the Ayna Beninus is only one Ayna. It's a 24-hour Ayna, okay? Now, there's one Mechuyav to be Machmer on this, okay? The basic guideline in this is, it depends. If she sometimes sees during the day and sometimes sees during the night, then one should be Machmer on the Rebbeinus of 24-hour Rebbeinus. If she always sees at night, or she always sees during the day, then one does not have to be Machmer on this crazy place. Now we come to day 31.
Okay? What's the 24-hour period? Is it?
Whatever is called the 30th day.
It wouldn't carry over.
To the 31st day. Right.
It could be later.
Right. Now, like that, let's say she's supposed to be a maid. But the other door goes back. Okay. But it's the next day. The next day.
What's the point
of what I was doing?
What's the point
of what I should call out? Well, both ways. The room is the other before. Crazy, the whole 24 hours. Oh, that's it. There you go.
It's
going to
be 36 hours? Usually it's 31
anyway. Okay, 1 second. I'm sure I'm getting this. 1 second. Okay. Now, what about the Urza Ru on day 31? Oh, Vizir, unless it's the Ida Safaydish, but if that's Safaydish, okay? Over there, you don't have to be Makhon the Urza Ru. Okay. In other words, a lot of crazy. Hello. The Kabbalah told that they said he wanted to obey that. Good. Fine. Now, that is the two corner sets of the Kabbalah and the Arzuru. The Kabbalah, the Arzuru, and the crazy places. Now, in terms of establishing a Bet Kahua, so we're going to discuss a few of the methods that you do establish, that a person can establish, how she can establish it. And the truth is, before that, I'd like to just go through another. There are another few chumras that they bring over, that they talk about over here, that I'd just like to mention. And there are going to be a few. Anybody downloads the program, I will go over that I'll go over each thing with them privately, if Megaya. But there's a shita based mayor. The shita based mayor is the following, a very interesting shita. If a person has a better she and a kavua, okay? Last month she saw the 28th day. But the month before that she saw the 32nd day. So she never really passed the time where she didn't see 32. She saw 32 days. Then the next month she saw 28. So what about the next month? The next month it passed the 28th day, she didn't see time. Now it comes to the 32nd day, she has to worry about the 32nd day. You hear the question?
32, 28, 32.
And the next month she doesn't see 17, 28. Right? So now she the longer haflaga does one have to be concerned with it. What about the date? Same scenario. She sees the second day of the month. Then she sees the 28th day of the month. Well, let's say that it wouldn't be that yet. Let's see the second day of the month, and then she sees the 14th day of the month. She has a very, very short cycle, right? The next month she has to worry about the second day of the month. So she has to worry about not only the last date, right? But it didn't pass the second day of the month, second day of the month. Generally this will not be negative, but this is a chumra that one has to keep. What about in haflaga? That's in date, right? She saw bays and she sees you did tezvav, and the next month bays, right? She, you know, she's with the Hira, right? She's probably not going to expect this. You know, it was a freak thing that she saw. It looked like they said, right? Or forget that it was a freak thing, she saw Bay. But Mike said, the next month she's going to have to worry about Bay, even though that smack in the middle, she went to the mix a few days before. Okay. Now, is the same thing true without Flugger? Without Flugger, she saw like 32, 28, 32. This is most points you hold. You do not have to worry about the longer Flugger. You always worry about the last Flugger that you have. Okay, the Shita has a mayor. Not only the mayor, but yeah, Hoskins one has to be maximum on this. This is not something that most of the Zeltas maximum on. When it comes to the date, they are. When it comes to the Haflogger, they are not. Okay, is that clear to everybody? Is that clear to everybody? In other words, a person could really have two dates they have to worry about. Right? From the last month. If she saw Bays and she saw Seth Love, the next month, what is she going to have to worry about? Both days and that month. Because she's always going to worry about the last Pachlaidish. However, when it comes to Haflogai, most points can hold, not like the base, most points can hold that you worry about the last Haflogai. So once 28, now the scenario of 32, that's 28, comes to the next month, once 28 passes, she doesn't have to worry.
How do you
write that today? She said that they can go. Now, in terms of establishing a period, okay, a woman can establish a period in.
Do you have the other chumras on top of the base mayor, the base?
Well, I'm telling you is that the majority of the basement, most of the belt is not. I would put no display on the basement. Yeah. Yes, it has to be massive. That's my shirt. That's history. Now, the website, in terms of establishing the
service.
Except that she didn't do a peek on her baby. She doesn't have to do a peek on her baby. It's only if you appreciate her.
Why
not do a
peek on her baby?
Hagam the Shulchanah from the Ramah that said that the Shubachat, if she's married with Titus, most Pesachim do not, these days do not suggest to marry with Titus for the Ramah. Okay? A woman on the island that she's expecting to see down is mostly the two things. Mostly appreciate and mostly to make it deeper. If one forgot to make it deeper. The next island, okay, with the erect should be mutter, if it's a better shade of Kabua, even though she didn't make it deeper, she would tell us would have a deeper. If it's not a badness, she's also without a deeper. Just like if it's a better football, she's also without a deeper. Okay? That's it. The art of the Ruah is only if he appreciates. The art of the Ruah is not a key to make any tzaddikus, okay? Now, okay, Rabbi Zayn. To establish a Betis Kavua, I'm just going to go through this quickly. It's not really that complicated, but one has to be diligent about it, and vigilant about it. Okay, there's a Betis HaKodesh, which is three times consecutively seen the same date, same Hebrew date. Now, even if it's the same Hebrew, even if it's not the same Hebrew date, which is V over here, CG, C1B, there's something called Flogga B'Tiluk. Let's say you see day 2, base, then you see Gimel, then you see Dalet. Okay? So now, that's called, perhaps, a Betis HaKodesh B'Tiluk. But the truth is, one could say that that's not really a Betis HaKodesh B'Tiluk. Because why? Because the first day was not really a diluk. So there's a machlokes ha'parisim whether you need four really. Because really the first diluk, what you need is jumping, right? If you do a bang with gimel dalet, what's the first jump? The first jump is gimel. That's the second jump is dalet. You would have to see hay the next month. What is the prevailing opinion of the parisim? The prevailing opinion of the parisim is you should be machmir. One should be machmir both ways. So what ends up happening is the following. We have to go through this very, very carefully. What does a woman have to worry about before she has a Betis Kavua? She has to worry about the following things. She has to worry about the date she saw the last month. She has to anticipate the previous date. She has to anticipate the previous haflogo. Okay? She has to anticipate Ayna Deinus. That's the last three things. Every woman who has not established a Betis Kavua has to worry about the previous haflogah, the previous date, and 30 days, or 31 days from the previous date, this day, the previous haflogah. Okay, Okay? Until she establishes a Betis Kavua, she has to worry about date, haflogah, and what? And ayinu. Now, this woman goes and she sees base, Gimel and Dalet, 3 months consecutively. If she establishes a Betis Kavua, all she has to worry about is what? The Betis Kavua. She doesn't have to worry about Ayda Benyamin. She doesn't have to worry about, she doesn't have to worry about Betis, whatever Betis she has. If she has a Betis Kavua for date, she doesn't have to worry about how flog her. I don't care about how flog her. I care about date. Okay? What? What has to get my fetish? But in this scenario, we have a suffix if she has actually established a period. Or not. So you're going to have a bunch of homeless over there. She has bays,
Ilul Dalet. So the next month she has to worry about, just in case, because I just feel she has to worry about, hey, she also has to worry about, oh, you're baby. She also has to worry about the flood. Right?
Just worry about the just worry about the too.
Okay? That is something that's not going to happen here. As my parents would say, you have to be maximum both ways. Because if it's a good school, I'm going to share it. The similar scenario that happens with our floggers. Okay? Let's say she sees, right, day 28, day 29, day 30, right? So how many jumps was there? There's only two jumps, really. Right? You need four sightings to commit.
Well, maybe no.
Maybe three. Same exact scenario. Okay? Over here, you'll have it on this, in this program. If you'll have this program, you'll see, with,
I don't know. It says, that's a plug of the deal with three uploads. That's a Kurdish to deal with 3 days. It's not been Mahachmir. One should be Mahachmir on this thing. Okay? On these things. Now, once the woman has already established her material, okay, so then all she has to worry about is that. Yeah. There is an issue in the Rishonim, in the Pesukim. Let's say a woman never sees less than 30 days. Never sees less than 32 days. Does she have to worry about that amendment? Because she established a kfilah that she never sees 30. Then she doesn't have to worry. This is a major mark. Like this, one should be master.
Okay, so. Oh, number 9. All our fathers have more than 30. Okay, one should be 9. Yes, sir.
What about that part of establishing the survey?
No. So any other time, okay, so any other time, I didn't say about flogger. If a woman sees bays, bays, three times, that's it. Always, in order to create a method of kavua, you need three. So I was going on flogger, I was assuming everyone was sitting there, I'm sorry. In other words, normally you need three times to establish a period. But if you're skipping, you might need three skippings. That's the issue, okay? That's the issue about the flogger. Now,
that's about the same. That's the same. Because there really is no dealer on the first one. You need dealer on the first one too. Okay. Now, there are certain cases where there's a vessel haguf, where a woman has certain physical symptoms that a woman can specifically predict that she's going to get a period, okay? That is something that you should discuss with your Marie Rosh and what would be considered that, okay? What that would be considered. Now, there's another issue. Let's say a woman misses the date, right? What about the next one? Well, let's say a woman has an Ayin of Enemis, right? Comes to day 30, she doesn't see anything, okay? Maybe she's pregnant, maybe she's not, maybe she skipped the period. She doesn't have to see down. What about day 59, the day 30? This is a machlokes, whether she still has to worry about Ayin Benenis, even though she hasn't seen anything. Maybe she sees every 30 days. She has to admit what the first 30 is, maybe the next 30 days she's going to see. Okay? We're not able to huddle on that. I think you might be over here, but this person knows this place. Okay, the other is not able to huddle on that. One is not. It's called, the person calls your oyster, oyin abeninus, to one time. One time she empty day 30, you don't have to worry about the next. So this does not mean that she saw down. If a woman saw down, let's say, day 1, okay, then comes day 30 the next month, she sees nothing. She doesn't see anything now. Until day 59, which is really day 60, which is really 30, day 30 from day 30. Day 30 from day 30 is day 59. Right? She does not have to be masculine on day 59. Okay? However, when it comes to, what we're going to do is discuss how she establishes a period. What happens when she establishes a period? Okay, if she establishes her period, okay, let's say for the date. Every month, 3 months, she sees Kimo. Okay? Now comes the fourth month, and she sees Shosi Kimo. She sees hay. Okay? She sees hay. So now, what does she have to worry about the next month? Not only does she have to worry about Gimel, because she hasn't been oifer her Betis Kavum. Not only does she have to worry about Hay, which is a date, but she also has to worry about the Haflaga between,
last month, and as the test period. Okay? Let's say the next month, the same thing happens. She says, hey, same exact scenario. She's got to write out a halacha date and the date of her avedus kavua. She has not yet been oifer as the avedus kavua. Let's say the third month she sees hay again, she no longer has to worry about gimel. She established a new period, and hay is the period that she has to worry about.
Okay.
But that's all she has to worry about. Now, so why the vending is nothing. Let's say that's not how it is. And now she has a new one that says this, she never saw gimel. Let's say she sees gimel. And then the next month she sees hay. The next month she sees vav. And the next month she sees dal. Okay? She has uprooted gimel, because she has not yet seen, she has three times she has not seen on gimel, but she has not reestablished the new period. Okay? So Rabbi Shai, she sees, I'm giving you a seven month spread. Gimel, hey, vav, dalet, gimel. What does she have to worry about in month 8? Only gimel. Okay? As long as she has not reestablished the new period, she has to worry about what? She goes back to her new, to her old pattern. She goes back to her old Bethes Kavur. Now, if she goes back to all that to her, how long does this? A year, 2 years, 3 years? Okay. So I know from someone who's asked for Moshe Feinstein this question. It doesn't say before Shalom. He said, Zichar this tenure. That means, if for 10 years, okay, she hasn't seen on that date, okay, can you imagine? She sees Gimel, okay? And for the next 10 years, she never sees on Gimel. But she doesn't establish a new period. And then she sees Gimel. She has a better couple of Gimel. She goes back to the better. Okay? If she establishes a new period, it's not. Now, I must tell you that this is more like than you think. It's not only dates. It's not longer too, correct? A woman has a certain halacha. Now, there are certain times in halacha, there are certain times in halacha when it is permissible to plan not to have a child. Okay? Now, this is something that has to be done under rabbinic advisement. It's a double chomer, a person is not allowed to decide of his own volition as to whether he's going to be mevatel from purity purity or not. Many people wish they were in the situation that a person was in, that he was worried, that they're worried about having children, and so many people think that it's too difficult for them, but they have to realize that every child is a bracha. And this is something that Ladavoin lays many people, is not asked, is assumed, is decided on by you know, and everybody knows that they're just as one only has to be as religious as they're personally comfortable with, and nobody has to demand of themselves anything more than they're personally comfortable with. But that's another issue. Now, the issue is the following. A woman can establish, can know exactly when her period is coming if she's on a pill that regulates a hormone. Okay? Now, does that create a Vetus Kavua? Does she move to keep the calendar? Okay. Now, if this is an halacha that if a woman is akla shum, right? She eats a certain shum, she eats some garlic, whatever. Okay? And that's going to create that she sees her period. Okay? Now, first of all, if she can definitely predict that she's going to get a period, look for her. One should not have to worry about anything else at that point. Because we know when she's going to get a period. Right? So to worry about an abandonment for Hula the Hula, and if she reminds that she's thinking of a specific employment. So that's what she has to worry about. That's what she's taking from.
Is she considered a comment?
For the old halakha that we discussed, she's considered that to accept for the last halakha, I believe. The marshal, let's say she always sees day 29, okay, with her pill. Generally is the case. Okay, it's 3 weeks of regular hormones, 1 week of placebos, and it's in, and it's back. Okay, but it's better. So generally it is going to be about the 29th day when we're going to see. Okay? Now, let's say she goes to sort of recycle that 31 days, then we'll have the cool of not having to worry about the independence because she knows she's getting it on 31. So let's say she's no longer on the pill, okay? And she sees day 29. And let's say she saw 30, 28, 27, 24, 28, whatever. And then she sees 29. Does she go back to being Vetus Kavua? If she's not, oh, well, sure, she's not eating the pill. That's Pashtus, if she's not. Okay. In other words, one of that instance is for the time that she's on the pill, it would be considered a betis kavua. But well, she's no longer having the pill, so then that is that factor is no longer there. Therefore, you needed both factors to create this betis kavua. You need the factor of Yafa Shomim, you need the date. Therefore, one would not go back to that betis kavua until one would, let's say, be taking that pill again. Okay. Now. I don't see why you should. If you should, that's a good thought. We'll show you how that's a good thought based on that. Okay, I do suggest that if the other uses this program, because this program is going to calculate things that sometimes you won't even see, in terms of haflogis, in terms of dilugim, sometimes you have very, very complicated, things that have been shown in the Sunday. Do you have one? Okay, I wanted to give you a help with this quorum, but it doesn't seem like we're going to have that much time. I just will tell you that people are asking what the shear from Atanas Lajanim is. Okay, it seems that the Maaser is a Rikvah in Megillah that says that it's a proof of the Falagi. A person has to give the two Ayim. The Shalach Manas has to be to one person, two Manas. Again, it doesn't mean two Minim, it means two Manas. Okay. A bottle of water, by the way, that's not one of, that cannot be one of the mothers, okay? A bottle of water. Now, Rabbi said, how it seems from most Paiskin that one should be, one should give Matanis Lavyanim, not just the fruit to each Evian, but really the idea of Matanis Lavyanim, one of the ideas is that they should have enough for us to disprove, okay? Now, it's also clear, in the moment of Ram, Kashas, that not only are men Makuyiv in Matanis Lajanim, women are Makuyiv in Matanis Lajanim. I believe a few years ago, the Yashir Taskin, that the error of $7, okay, is enough for an Ani in Evyanim to have a Zubat. So you would need for two Evyanim, for two people. Because you and your wife, would, if you have a job that's idealistic enough, they should also, if they have their own money, they should also give the chalas, and then you don't give the chalas so much money, you have to send more fruit, whatever. So she gives to Matanis Lavyanim. So the erech between the husband and wife is one should give an erech $28 for Matanis Lavyanim as a minimum. This should not be for Matanis Lavyanim. This minimum should not be for Matanis Lavyanim. This person's not a given Matanis Lavyanim. You use Matanis Lavyanim as a separate Matanis Lavyanim. However, this person is brought in a little price, and that above that, the Shabur talks about it. That above that can also certainly be Matanis Meiser, and you can be a tzar to Matanis Lavyanim. And I would just close with the words of the Rambam, that first, many people, paraphrasing, many people, especially with the ideas of themes all of the nutshell and old nuts and the kitchen clips, and I'm leaving anything out, I'm sure someone will tell me. Well, the Meiser, people spend a heavy-duty amount of money on the Shalach Manos, which one could argue, by the way, is a colossal waste of money. But given that people waste money in a colossal way, the Rambam says that one should be marba, okay? One should give more in Matanis Lavyanim than they give than they're spending on their own to their own, they're spending on the Shalach Manos. So one should have that in mind in terms of the spirit of the day of being marba and being sameach and fellow Jews.
Yeah.
I mean, what can happen?